This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Iraq's parliament accepted Prime Minister Adel Abdul Mahdi's resignation on Sunday amid heightened protests there. Mahdi resigned Friday, and the president, Barham Saleh, will now ask the largest bloc in parliament to nominate a new prime minister. Mahdi and his government have agreed to stay on in a caretaker role until a new prime minister is approved. Mahdi's resignation is unlikely to satisfy anti-government protesters who have said it is not enough for a new prime minister to take over. They're demanding changes to the entire political system, which they say is corrupt, inept, and does little to help impoverished Iraqis despite the nation's oil wealth. The White House says that it will not participate in Wednesday's impeachment hearing by the House Judiciary Committee. We'll get more from VOA's Sarash Arabasadi.
The Trump administration has so far stonewalled the process led by congressional Democrats who this week invited the White House to participate.
They have not been willing to obey lawful subpoenas that have been issued. We are certainly hoping that the president, his counsel, will take advantage of that opportunity. If he has not done anything wrong, we're certainly anxious to hear his explanation of that.
Republicans welcomed the opportunity, but cried foul at thus far not having been able to call all of their own witnesses. This all stems from a July 25th phone call in which Trump appears to withhold congressionally approved military aid on the condition of President Zelensky investigating Trump's perceived political rival. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News, Washington.
Palestinians say that they are not at all happy with the announcement by Israel Sunday of a plan for a new Jewish settlement in the West Bank city of Hebron, a longtime flashpoint for violence between Jews and Muslims. About 1,000 Jews live surrounded by 200,000 Palestinians in the city, which both groups regard as a holy site. This is VOA News. Representatives of nearly 200 countries began annual climate talks in Madrid Monday, shadowed by alarming evidence of a deepening climate crisis and the looming exit of the United States from a global pact to fight it. VOA's Lattice Hoke has details.
Teenage Swedish climate activist Greta Thunberg will be a day or two late for the conference in Madrid because the unexpected change of venue left her on the wrong side of the Atlantic. She sailed across the ocean to the North American coast to raise awareness of the damage to the environment caused by the air traffic. And now she's sailing back. Thunberg is calling for action instead of words on the climate change. A growing number of young people around the world participate in street protests demanding transition to clean energy and policies that would cut emissions that harm the planet.
We young people have been exposed to the climate change problem since we were born.
Speaking on the eve of the 25th UN Climate Conference, the UN Secretary General commended young people for their engagement.
That's VOA's Lattice Hook reporting. A U.S. State Department official accuses China of attempting to erase the Muslim identity of Uyghurs by seeking to demolish or close places of worship in Xinjiang province in northwest China. VOA's Marissa Melton.
A U.S. State Department official has accused China of attempting to erase the Muslim identity of Uyghurs by seeking to demolish or close places of worship in Xinjiang in northwest China. The official who spoke to VOA on the condition of anonymity said the Chinese Communist Party, in its campaign against the Uyghur minority, has removed religious symbols from places of worship. Since early 2017, the Chinese government has been accused of a crackdown in the region through detention and forceful re-education of Muslim Uyghurs. Chinese officials call the alleged detention program vocational training. The United States says at least 1 million Uyghurs are being held in the camps, where they're exposed to torture and forced labor. An estimated 13 million ethnic Uyghurs and other Muslim minorities are believed to live in the Xinjiang region. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Unknown gunmen opened fire in a church in eastern Burkina Faso Sunday, killing at least 14 people. Officials say the attack took place in one town near the border with Niger. Soldiers are hunting for the attackers who fled on motor scooters after gunning down worshippers during a Sunday mass. Christians and others have lived peacefully in the Muslim-majority country until a series of attacks blamed on jihadists spilled over from neighboring Mali last year, leaving hundreds dead. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.